Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our co-host, our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
In studio.
Yeah. You made me come here. Yes. You know, just like on all the good things that happen on Friday the 13th, the catastrophes happen, like my second marriage.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. It's great. It's nicely done.
Right out the gate.
Head of production, co-host Seth Hadbagger.
Good morning.
Follow that.
Yeah, I can't.
We've got good things lined up for you, everybody.
He's only been married once.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got great things lined up for you today, everybody. After we get done with our entertainment to kick things off this hour, I want to get into who is the ideal, who is the, I don't want to say best, but your Christmas voice. Who do you like to hear the most? Who do you think is the quintessential Christmas voice for you?
Okay.
I wanted to open this up to the audience. Like, I was right there ready
like
to
yesterday,
do it.
Yeah.
Feel free to call up, because we can take the call and turn our mics off and listen to them possibly, I guess.
But it's hard to interact that way.
Yeah. We'll just save that for Monday.
Text us.
You guys
text
calling
us
up, but you
on
can
on the text line.
Yeah,
because
there you
we
go.
Can absolutely interact with you that way.
Yeah.
If you hit us up on our Facebook pages, I'm keeping an eye on my phone. I'll be looking for direct messages.
But you just should also have that app downloaded on your phone because you want to enter the text
That's
to win
right.
contest.
That's right.
Get in on the winning, everybody. We'll get in on that. We also got some other fun things going on. UFOs and drones and Jersey and all that. We got to talk about that one. And clear the air on some of that. Actually had something, I don't know how many people, I imagine a lot of people heard and felt the sonic boom we had yesterday.
Mm. Oh,
that was pretty crazy.
I missed that.
My mom and dad flipped out and were like, my dad is blaming the trains. and my mom.
Well, I mean, that's easy.
And my mom right away is, Jimmy, you just don't know. You don't know. Like, mom, they on the Facebook page, the National Guard said that they're doing sonic boom testing. I feel confident that that's what. Is it? Is it? So, yeah.
What are those drones flying over New
Jersey?
Yeah,
exactly.
But we, of course, kick off our entertainment section as the home of Dolly Parton News with Dolly Parton News. In case you didn't know, the nationwide search is underway for someone to play Dolly Parton. And we've been talking about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. This is about the third time we've actually touched on this story in a short amount of time, because it is one of the bigger things that is going on right now in the entertainment industry, but not on the national media front. Like, I got to say, I'm looking, I just actually got new representation. So I have a new mm-hmm. agent, and she's amazing. She's been in the industry for a long time, and she is a talker and a gossiper. She owns this right away. It's like the second thing I learned about her. But she's been talking about how this is one of those things that they're talking a lot about behind the scenes and the hype and the energy behind this, and a lot of good energy. But there's already been some castings of roles in Dolly's life that you can imagine that have been going on, but the one key role, there's nothing. And she couldn't remember one time in her 40, 50-year career where there was something, this kind of a role, and there's no like, oh, so-and-so is going to play this, or oh, so-and-so is going to play this role. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows mm-hmm. who's going to be playing Dolly. That's
wow.
crazy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know,
in some ways, though, because Dolly's behind it.
The show
That's
will
true.
Be called Dolly, an original musical. It's set to premiere on Broadway in 2026. Dolly even encouraged people to post their auditions videos online from around the world.
That's
and
cool.
And people have shown up. They have been doing this. Currently, the internet is freaking out because they think they've found the perfect Dolly, and honestly, might be one of the best impressions ever seen. There's a young lady, her name is Kelly O'Brien, and she has Dolly's accent, mannerisms, and laugh down to a science, Ooh. So much so that she has made a career out of it in the UK. She calls her act the Dolly Show.
All right.
Oh, okay. An impersonator.
I mean, yeah,
that's cool.
The impersonators abound.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Some of the comments online, the English accent straight to Dolly's precise southern drawl. You're a wizard. the resemblance is truly uncanny, too. And just going to try to show you guys a little picture
of
her here.
Yeah, it does look a lot like Dolly. She's got the hair. She's got the figure. I'd say that's a dead ringer.
Not bad.
And from what we're hearing, the voice seems pretty similar too. What I will say, it does sound like if they're sticking with the original concept, this is Dolly at multiple stages of her life.
Right.
So you certainly need somebody to play Dolly at this age mm-hmm. range, and I could see her fitting that.
But there's also, you know, the AI that they used for Tom Hanks and
the de aging stuff.
Robin Wright.
The Robin
Wright, thank you.
The Irishman.
All I could say was Buttercup. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I knew that wasn't right.
they did it with the Irishman, too, with De Niro and Pesci mm-hmm. and all that. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they could easily mm-hmm. do that with any of these actors, too. That's a really strong point. And honestly, that of all the AI stuff, that hasn't really bothered me that much.
It's kind of cool.
They're still paying the actor. They're still, still getting that.
Exactly.
And it's one actor versus the potential, five over
True.
A lifetime.
Another good point.
Mm-hmm. It has more consistency for the audience, I would say.
Which really is a huge part of this in pulling something like this off.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't wait to see what happens with that, though.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to follow.
And I really, I have a hard time believing that won't be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand it's Broadway. We've seen some really big disasters, in recent years.
It's Broadway? I don't know how they could use that AI on Broadway, though.
Well, when they make the movie.
They will make the movie. Especially if it's a hit. We just mentioned earlier, Dick Van Dyke turned 99 today, and just the other day, his neighbors had to come to his rescue because he couldn't get up.
Oh, no.
He had to evacuate his Malibu mansion because of wildfires.
Right.
Well, he's back home now and gave some details about how the evacuation went down. Dick said he tired himself out trying to untangle his fire hose. Mm. Quote, I was trying to crawl to the car. I had exhausted myself. Mm. I couldn't get up, and three neighbors came and carried me out.
Oh.
They saved me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
He added that the neighbors also put out a small fire in the guest house.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have no place to say this, but as somebody who cares for people, and has cared for people in that age range before and everything, why is Dick Van Dyke alone?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
He's got
a huge family.
Yeah.
Part of it is his independence and wanting to live alone.
Probably. Yeah. And maybe this just happened to fall this way. Like, people are usually home. They just happen not to be home.
Or there's a caretaker that comes in and checks in.
This
is the one moment it didn't happen.
Without wanting to dig into the man's personal life, let's just assume that.
Yeah.
He's
99 years. And he obviously knows his limitations. He said it. He's like, I wore myself out.
He exceeded his limitations.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So he understands that.
And and I don't mean knowing him, but knowing a little bit about him just from watching every single interview the man's pretty much ever done. I will say, a guy who loves a little bit of darker humor, I can only imagine him looking back at this and, like, with all the pratfalls he did in his life.
He turned it into a skit.
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely did. I have no doubt in my mind he did. Because that's a man that's... You don't get to turn off the comedian brain.
No,
it's always
and that's
working.
Perfect fodder for
absolutely.
Skit.
Just very happy he's doing well.
Yes.
There's one of your good stories of the day.
That is mm-hmm. a good story.
Looking at what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage. Today on Max, premiering the second Joker movie. If you are curious about wasting a couple of hours. to each their own. It's been a long time since I saw almost people coming together to universally pan this movie.
Right.
It's been like since Morbius that people have come out of the woodworks to just kind of be like, this wasn't a good idea.
To dunk on it, yeah. I mean, that's a little cheesy.
And
but.
It's not about the movie or the performances. It's not. It is and it isn't. Mm-hmm. Part of it is what made that movie so popular, they completely went against for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And people are a little tired of not paying attention to your fan base. The people that really made this movie, they kind of pushed, they went away in the other direction. So it's like they didn't even care or didn't even pay attention to who made the movie.
Right, right.
And that really turned people off from it. So
right, especially... It being so extreme in the difference, I think that had a lot to do with it. If you would have incorporated some things in there, maybe kept some things, the tone maybe, a few things more the same, maybe you could have gotten away with it.
Yeah.
But in this case, I think because they went so far afield, that
had
something
to do
with
it. Now, we're talking about the one with Joaquin Phoenix and
Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check.
And again, it's Joaquin Phoenix, strong actor. Lady Gaga only getting better and better as an actor with everything she does. It's not to me about them or the the performances. It's not even about their director, Todd Phillips, who's an amazing director.
Right. It's the concept, I think. It was the whole idea. Yeah.
And just being so out of tune.
Yeah.
Or being so, I don't care what you think, we're going to do what we want to do.
Right.
That's not what this is supposed to be about. You want to make movies for yourself, then maybe don't use the studio's money. Maybe don't, you know, maybe don't, you know, that kind of thing.
Could you have done this and just not... Could this have worked if there was no Joker in it? If it was just an original story,
that's what
original characters, maybe then it would have worked.
I would love to have seen these movies with none of the makeup, with none of the Joker, just a taxi driver type character
that
we've seen actually do well in cinema many times. Yeah. I don't think they needed the Joker stuff.
Now, see, this actually... I'm going to play devil's advocate here this makes me want to watch this movie.
Joker's Advocate.
And I've never watched any of the other Joker movies.
See, perfect.
So it does appeal to a potential audience of one. But I know I'm not alone in that, perhaps.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be, the box office hit that they wanted
exactly.
it to be.
Exactly, yeah.
But
that's a good point, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You made one.
For pointing out my good point, Seth. I appreciate that. I won't blacklist you today.
The only way the audience knows if we make good points is if we put up. If we point it out. I'm really excited about this one. Netflix today, Carry On. It's starring Taron Egerton as a TSA agent trying to outsmart Jason Bateman as a bad guy. I love Jason Bateman.
Especially as a bad guy.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to see that very often and everything, so that should be pretty good. And Conclave, a religious thriller starring the great Ralph Fiennes as a cardinal investigating secret political factions making a power grab for St. Peter's throne after the death of the Pope.
Oh, religious thrillers. Not many of those around. Yeah.
Thriller mystery.
Elton John's Never Too Late concert happens on Disney Plus tonight. You can check that out.
Oh, wow.
That is also out there.
Still going strong.
And on the CW tonight, the 92nd Annual Hollywood Christmas Parade. You can check that one out. Jeremy Renner is this year's Grand Marshal.
Oh, cool.
Good on him for being able to do that.
Yeah, not bad.
And on Saturday Night Live this week, Chris Rock hosts. Gracie Adams is the musical guest. Anytime Rock is
Chris
there.
Rock.
Coming home to 30 Rock. An evening with Dua Lipa. Lipa is, am I saying that right? Dua Lipa or Lipa? Lipa, I think it is. Dua Lipa.
You got me on that
an
one.
An evening with Dua is Sunday on CBS at 7:30. It's a 2-hour concert starring her and a full orchestra, the Royal Alberta Hall. Wow.
Interesting.
And she's got a duet with Elton John during that.
Boy, Sir Elton's everywhere this weekend. My goodness.
A lot of stuff on your small screen this weekend. How about your big screen? What's coming out big this weekend? Not a ton. There are two big ones, but not a lot else. The Lord of the Rings, the War of Rohirrim. I think I'm saying that right.
It's an animated one, isn't it? I believe it's an animated film, yeah.
But you do have the Lord of the Rings team behind it. Peter Jackson is behind it, the guy who did all the other Lord of the Rings movies. It looks like a little bit of a Japanese anime almost kind of anime.
I'm curious very much about it. It looks interesting.
I'm curious, but I don't know if I'm alone on this one. Part of the reason I'm curious is because of my first real, other than my grandfather making me read the books, my first real interaction with the Lord of the Rings was the original animated Hobbit movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I love that movie.
The TV one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that movie, man. I will watch it right now. I love that movie. And a little bit creepy, too, with Gollum.
Gollum is extremely creepy in that
That's
one.
The creepiest Gollum. Even nothing against Andy Serkis and his amazing performance, but oh man, it's good. The voice actor did that; it's amazing.
Yeah, it had some great voices in that. Orson Bean, of course, plays Bilbo in that one. The great John Huston plays Gandalf, which is perfect. Oh, his voice is perfect.
So I have a little hope for this, just because I know Peter Jackson does his homework, and he had a little bit, wanting to do an animated version of this. You got Brian Cox from Succession doing one of the voices too.
So. Oh, again, fabulous!
That's pretty good. Animation in that one is just, it's so nostalgic and
it
cute.
It really is.
And you just gotta love it. 1977.
Oh my God! So it came out the year I was born too. I didn't know that. Wow! Thank you, Melissa.
They reran it several times in the '80s. So,
and as a sucker for
popularized the smoke rings.
I gotta watch it. I gotta go back and watch it. And as a sucker for action and superhero movies, you know I'm excited about Kraven the Hunter. This is a rated R superhero movie, though.
Bringing
the kids to this one.
This is a Sony Marvel one, I believe. Yeah,
one of the top. I would say right after like Glenn Powell or some of the other actresses out there right now. The biggest name in acting that's moving up the charts is Aaron Taylor Johnson, and he stars as Kraven. Russell Crowe is was in this one as well. I don't know how Russell Crowe keeps getting all these roles in the Marvel Universe. He's Zeus. He's this.
This is a little different because it's the Spider-Sony one, true, so it's a little different, but yeah.
Aaron Taylor Johnson and his abs are taking over Hollywood. he's amazing. And he could be the next James Bond. There's rumors that he could be the next James Bond.
He looks the part.
He could do it.
I'm a big fan.
I still want a redheaded James
Bond. He was in the movies, the Kick-Ass movies. He was the lead actor in those.
When he was a youngster,
right away, I'm like, oh, I'm going to like this guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd turn into all this. He's done some really good work. Bullet Train is not a bullet. Yeah, that's a good one he's into. And of course, more importantly than all of this, what is new on your local community theater stage?
That's right.
We've got two more shows for Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
Woo-hoo. Two. That's it, everyone.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss it. It's really good. It will get you in the holiday spirit for sure. Sang all the way home. They told me I would, and I did it.
Got a 7 o'clock show tonight. A 2 o'clock matinee wraps everything up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just real quickly, a personal thank you and a great run for all of the cast, crew, everybody involved. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy lives this time of year
of all times
to be doing this. So many of you, there's very few people out there that don't have other things going on. This is a big cast and they worked really hard on this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's give them a good crowd, everybody. Let's make sure they got sold out shows both of these days, and while you're doing that, you know that you're putting back into your community and helping your local community theater do the great work they are doing.
Yep.
Take a look at what WRCT does. No, you don't have to listen to three of us. Go ahead and look at their social media. Pay attention throughout the year, how they work with the ODC, how they work with other nonprofits and other organizations. A rising tide raises all boats, and that is what WRCT does. Yep. They have been doing for over 50 years. Help them celebrate their 50th anniversary and check out a great holiday show, White Christmas.
Yeah. I just checked. There are a few tickets left for tonight and tomorrow.
Get them. So,
and don't want to miss it.
We want you to help get them for one of their biggest shows in like a couple of decades.
Yeah.
So far, they've gotten more people to these shows than they have in a very long time.
And it is the first time they've done a musical in a decade?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
The success of this show, both on already with the people that turned out, that's a big part of this. So that's already a success. And then obviously it doing well box office wise, it means we can do more shows like this maybe in the future.
Yeah, because royalties for musicals aren't cheap.
Yeah, they tend to be more expensive.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Get on down there and check out these shows. And, of course, get your tickets at wrctheater.org, or you can get them right there at the front desk for the show. And keep in mind, we've got some other cool things going on over at WRCT. Their first ever children's theater Christmas program coming up December 20th. Get your tickets for that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Man, this looks fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It is.
Told me there was an age limit when I tried to audition for it.
Sorry.
Thankfully, there is. Well, actually, there is a bit of an age limit for the role I'm going for. I didn't mean to do that. Arsenic and Old Lace, the auditions are coming up next Monday and Tuesday. Get there from 6:30 to 8:30, everybody. And audition for this one. Stephanie is one of our best directors we have in this area. Mostly does a lot of Hopo stuff.
Children's stuff. Yeah.
This is going to be pretty cool. I believe it'll be her second time on the main stage. And she's really excited about this show. She is so excited.
I believe it.
But you can fill out your audition form right online, wrctheater.org. And fill out your audition form. Then you don't have to worry about it. When you get to your audition, you're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Get your tickets and support your local community theater at wrctheater.org. Melissa, Seth, and James will be back with more show right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you, being played in by the amazing Lindsay Sterling. It's like a great voice that you just want to listen to over and over again.
Yeah.
It's going down a rabbit hole with her.
Crazy video for this, by the way. Yeah. Lots of dancing in it. It's
dancing
really
and playing at the same time is so fantastic.
Yeah.
They're seeing, like, when you see singers, like a Beyonce or somebody like that, they could do all that dancing while pulling off, and keeping perfectly in tone and all that. It's right there with it.
Oh, absolutely.
And being able to see
Braveheart. Yeah, I would say it's probably even harder, considering how quickly a violin can get out of tune or can warble a little bit. That's so much control there. It's amazing.
Her live work is really cool to see, too. Mm-hmm. And I imagine she might have something going on. She does a lot of Christmas stuff, so she might have something going on. going on right now. Mm-hmm. But I purposely played her in because we're going to spend right up to our news break here talking a little bit about Christmas voices.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is part one of this. Part two will be on Monday, where we want audience participation. So you guys got all weekend to think about your answers.
Listen to some music. Oh, wow. Well, she's ready.
Now, there are, I think we'll throw some voices out there, plenty. Okay. There's plenty of voices, I think, that we've already touched on before. I think that, you know, whether it's Bing Crosby or Andy Williams, Johnny Mathis.
Yep.
There's some voices
Bing
there.
Crosby.
Bing Crosby, of course. You know.
Couple of, you know, I'm trying to think of some other ones I listened to growing up. Because we didn't have all the records. But we did have a few. Nat Cole, mm-hmm. of course, Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. That we had that classic one. We had all the classic ones. So yeah. I heard them all.
We had Kevin yesterday bring up a great one with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes,
that was great. That was great. That was awesome. That was a really good.
Oh, no, it's one of my favorites.
Christmas,
actually,
Christmas
think
time.
We had that on a record.
Mm-hmm. Probably a lot
kid.
Of people have that as a record. Yeah.
Other people might note maybe it's only one or two songs, but I know that in talking to some of our listeners in the last couple of days, Elvis came up.
Oh yeah,
Christmas.
He had a couple of Christmas albums. Yeah, I love that one.
I'm here all day for Melissa's Elvis impersonations. All day.
Thank you.
Also, with his birthday just the other day, Sinatra came up. I forgot, honestly. Now, if you had said Dean Martin, oh yeah, Dino, yeah,
yeah, he did
a
couple of
some
classic Christmas albums, but Sinatra did too. In fact, there's a couple of specific songs. Christmas Waltz is probably the one they play most of his. And oh no, that's Dean Martin. Sorry, I was thinking of another song. That's Dean Martin, though.
Well, for me, it's Judy Garland and "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
Oh, nice!
Wow,
nice.
That one is Christmas for me. And then also, of course, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, the Vince Guaraldi music.
Vince
Guaraldi
music.
Oh my gosh, it's some of the best instrumental music you're going to hear too. Yeah.
Yeah, there's also Mannheim Steamrollers Christmas.
Yes,
I really enjoy their Christmas albums.
I got it.
I may. Hopefully none of my family is listening. I may have gotten the CD as one of the gifts for the game that I'm bringing to Christmas this weekend.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to go in a brown paper bag.
That's a good
People
one.
Aren't going to get to know what they grab.
I like it. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good different way of doing it. Yeah.
I also, hold the phone, I also found a VHS tape of White Christmas.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
In its wrapper.
Nice.
Really?
Nice.
Unopened.
Vintage.
Wow.
Now I just have to find my VHS player. I have two of them. I don't know where they went.
That's so cool.
I mean, I've moved like three times, but...
it's got to be somewhere.
I hope so.
Here's hoping.
I was saving them.
They don't
make them anymore.
They don't.
No, it's tough. Yeah, I've been looking too. Kevin wrote in Brenda Lee. You got to mention Brenda Lee, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Yeah,
you got to hear that this time of year. Some of our younger listeners chimed in too and mentioned, of course, Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Some mentioned Run DMC. They do have a couple
they
of Christmas
more than
songs.
One. They have more than one, yeah.
And Michael Bublé.
He is the ultimate Christmas of the current day that has that old sound.
Right, right.
Because he has kind of the Dean Martin, the Judy Garland, the Frank Sinatra sound.
I found this out, I'd forgotten this, and found this out when I was putting together my Christmas episodes of Unlabeled. I got two episodes coming up, one this weekend and one next weekend. Next weekend's will feature some more of the classics from the 90s, and man, the country music Christmas songs. I did not realize how many there were. It was a matter of...
It's crazy in the 90s, yeah.
I wanted to include some country. I didn't realize it would be that hard to... I found
narrow it down.
Yeah, I found Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss doing a song together. I'm like, okay, well, that's going in there. And, you know, there's some others that, and I just scratched the surface. Wait until next year's Unlabeled Christmas episodes where it's just almost all country. So there's a lot of, there was that brought up. Mm-hmm. I thought Ella Fitzgerald and some of the great jazz of Christmas songs were good ones, too, to know.
The strange reason that my favorite things is a Christmas song, that's been very curious to me. I'm like, why is that a Christmas song? Because they talk about packages, I guess, maybe.
Tied up with string.
Yeah, that must be part of it. I don't know. But her version of that
It is
classic. Ella Fitzgerald's version of my favorite.
Yeah,
thing.
It is. I mean, it does talk about all things kind of snow related. Yeah. Girls in white dresses with blue satin
is that
sashes,
the
snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
Just gotta give her an inch. No, she'll
silver
take a mile.
White winters
you know?
Well, and I can't cut her off. Into spring.
Love her voice.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Again, Christmas song though? I don't know.
Well, it's wintery.
Is it the diehard of Christmas songs?
It may be. I think it is. It may be.
Good
it may
comparison.
Be.
I'm not sure. Well,
you know, here's a voice that I'm surprised. Here's a voice that I'm surprised is not bigger. Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Because I know he's recorded Christmas songs, but he's not one you necessarily think of, though.
Mm-hmm. What about Dolly Parton? She put out an album in 2020 for Christmas yeah. Where We Are.
She wrote one of the all-time underrated Christmas songs, Hard Candy Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's been recorded by many artists. Oh, such I love that song. It is so good.
I have to say, you know, the song Mary, Did You Know? Mm-hmm. One of the favorite versions I ran across recently was, and recently, I mean in the last few years, Pentatonix.
Pentatonix. Ooh. They have a good version of that, yes.
Stevie Wonder, Willie Nelson have had some good ones over the years. Mm-hmm. Perry Como.
Perry Como. Kind of forgotten. Perry, yeah. Poor Perry. Yes, yeah. No. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's usually the one you hear on that one. It's his version of that. So
Amy Grant? Yep. Immigrant. Just
speaking of
my
Mary,
head.
Do you know? She wrote that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
The Andrews Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. A couple of classics with them. Yeah.
Yeah. So Melissa kind of she gave us hers. Seth, do you have a quintessential voice that you can only, you got to hear one voice all Christmas or one voice for Christmas? What would it be?
It's got to be Andy Williams. Yeah. Because of that, we had like two or maybe even three of his Christmas albums growing up. And we had it on a rotation. Here's a name that I don't think a lot of people remember. He had a Christmas album come out in the 70s. That was all like originals and like non off the beaten path Christmas songs. Roger Whittaker.
Oh.
And again, I don't know if a lot of people know who Roger Whittaker is. He had one of those really fabulous, soft, mellow baritones that could sing any kinds of any number of songs. His Christmas album from the 70s is one of my all time favorites. There was one song on there for kids, it's called Darcy the Dragon. About Darcy, who goes into the village. He wants to buy presents for his friends, but every time he talks, he breathes fire. So it's a problem because the villagers are like, what are you doing? Why are you burning our town down kind of thing?
Trying to buy presents.
Exactly. Sorry. It's a cute song. It's very fun. And it was one that me and my sister just absolutely adored when we were, it wasn't Christmas until we heard Darcy the Dragon.
That's
awesome.
That was
the one that I really also like is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
No.
My sister. Every Christmas we got to hear that one.
It makes me think of my best friend, Deanne. I don't know why. Every time. It's just
There is no wrong answer to this one, but we do want your answers, so go
text
ahead.
Text them in, because that's the only way you can communicate with us right now.
Yeah, appreciate those of you that did do that, too. Thank you so much for interacting with us and working with us on that.
Yep.
But if you don't get a chance, or maybe you don't have the technology to be able to do that, just give us a call on Monday. We should have everything
up and running by
Monday. Yep. So have your answers set and ready to go. We'll bring it up again on Monday. We'll just kick off the show that way. We'll start talking about that.
Sounds good.
We've got more fun things coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Ding dong, ding, ding dong, ding.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. A little bit of Burl Ives to play us in. One more name we had to mention.
Yep, that's because I'm distantly related to him, so we got to say, we got to play him.
Bragger.
And we do want to brag, actually, about one thing real quick before we get into our next story. We want to send a special happy birthday to a good friend of ours.
Hmm. I missed the birthday and anniversary segment, so I had to come in person to fix this. No, actually, thank you, Laura. But we, want to list a very, very special happy birthday to Daenerys. She turned 11.
Ooh,
wow.
The big 11.
Yeah.
It's crazy. wishing her a happy, happy birthday. I got a special dinner last night just because it's her birthday today.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How cool for you.
Yeah.
Heard she picked out a really good meal, too.
Yeah.
She's
steak,
good. She's good.
Mashed potatoes, corn.
Kids got good taste.
Nice.
Cheesecake.
Wow.
She's amazing. We wish her the most amazing of days, a memorable mm-hmm. day. Have mm-hmm. a great one, Danny. Enjoy yeah. your birthday.
Happy yep. birthday, Annie.
Happy birthday. taking a look, that's a good story of the day right there. Let alone some other ones that we got for you, more of that coming up. But we've got to get into this one. Are aliens invading?
It's a good question for any time, really.
Really, you know? It is. You just throw that one out there every once in a while. For a month now, people in New Jersey have been reporting large car-sized drones in the night sky, and there's all sorts of speculation about what they are. My dad was even asking me about, Jimmy, you hear about this? You know, and all that. Some think they're just larger than normal drones being operated from the ground or by pilots. Others think it's a foreign government using it to spy, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, little green men have been brought up.
Of course.
A lot of videos being posted are just planes or helicopters.
Of course.
Some of the footage has people obsessed.
Okay.
Folks are convinced something weird is going on. Even a senator has chimed in. Not that that means anything anymore. National Security Advisor John Kirby downplayed it at the White House briefing yesterday, saying that there's no, quote, no evidence that whatever people are seeing poses a threat to the public or national security. But the FBI is still investigating.
Okay.
Real quickly, right now. Does anybody actually think that any president at any point in time, if there were UFOs, wouldn't use that to be like, hey, here's something. Check this out, everybody. Look at this.
Yeah,
this
right.
is wild what's going on. They pay no attention to what's happening over here.
Yeah.
Look at this, everyone. They just did it to us. It yeah. wasn't even that long ago that the government finally owned up to, hey, yes, there are unidentified flying objects.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know, say these are little green men or anything, but they have kind of now been very upfront about this, that, hey, for years and years, we've been keeping documentation of objects we cannot identify. We do not know what they are.
UAP is as they call them.
How big of a splash did that make? Hardly any.
Not a little bit.
To nothing some probably folks, like but, this.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. This has gotten more attention, I feel like, than that did, which
just,
is insane.
Just wild.
But also, I hope people read between the lines on that stuff. Okay, that just because the masses or what we think are the masses are doing something, or even the media is telling us something necessarily, do your homework on these mm-hmm. things. Because yesterday,
and that doesn't mean Facebook posts,
right?
Right.
Real
actual
homework, real reputable sources. I brought this up earlier for a reason. My mom and dad panicked last night, not panicked. They're city people. It wasn't that crazy, but it was a little like, what the heck was that? That boom that they heard mm-hmm. that most people heard here. I heard people in Stevens Point heard it too and everything. And they just weren't on social media, so they didn't know that the National Guard was doing that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So for them, that was just a wild noise. I use it as an example of what's happening in New Jersey or what's happening in some other places right now. Now, I'm not going to say it's not those things, but I also feel pretty confident that if it were certain things... oftentimes in life, if you're trying to make look for, you know, hey, what's going on here? What shady things happening here? What do people have to gain? What do people have to gain by hiding any of this?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
If you are a foreign nation and you are spying on us, obviously you wouldn't want to necessarily own that. But if you are one of the foreign nations like Russia or North Korea or something like that, they tend to brag about those things.
It's true.
Which is not very bright, but I'm not going to tell them.
Hey, you know,
it's
PR.
I feel like this is one of those things where we got a lot of other things to take our attention. We got a lot of more important things. Have we solved child care? No? Okay. I'm more focused on that than I am little green men. and as far as being spied on by another country or anything like that, that's above my pay grade. We got government, we got military, we got things that are supposed to be covering that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, you know what? If it is little green men hovering around, I understand why they didn't land, because it was New Jersey. So,
snap!
Nice.
I don't even know why I made fun of New Jersey.
It's low hanging. Yes,
you got to make fun of New Jersey, right?
It's comedy 101.
Yeah.
I will say that they probably aren't going to stop because, it's Christmas? I didn't get anybody anything. Oh,
they're very embarrassed, yeah.
You got to stop by. Like, you got to stop by after Christmas. It's like, I remember a friend I had. He met a girl he liked. This is like right out of high school. Meets a girl he likes. They're hitting it off and everything. But he didn't think they could start dating like now because it was right before Christmas. And the idea of like getting somebody a gift that you've been dating a week or whatever. He was dead serious about this.
This is weird.
As somebody who was at the time newly divorced, I looked him in the eyes and told him, "You hang on to this. Like you guys, man, they've been married, I think, about 11 years.
Oh, nice. There you go. Very nice.
Good advice.
Maybe underballing that, maybe over.
Yeah, yeah.
But either way, they've been married for over a decade for sure. But I'll never forget how dead serious he was about this and everything.
Dude.
One expert thinks that the incident was just Starlink satellites reflecting light. Mm-hmm. Because
good
this is another thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the other side of the country, at least four pilots have reported UFOs in the sky near Eugene, Oregon, last Saturday night. There's audio of one of the pilots saying that they were moving at extreme speeds and going up and down, corkscrew, things that our ships can't do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Our planes can't
so
do.
So yeah. Something light can do, though. And yes. So that's where the Starlink thing comes in.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's a good example of that because, and what I believe they don't call them UFOs anymore in the military. Yeah. They call them UAPs.
Yeah.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon. I believe is what they call it now. So yeah.
Instead of object phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah.
Phenomenon. I did the same thing.
We all did.
It's that word. It's the word.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting and wild, but while I love a little mystery in life and everything, oftentimes it is off just, you know, this
it's
hitting
a lot
this
more mundane
and this doing
than
this,
you think.
You know?
Yeah,
More times than not.
Yeah.
Which I think though means when there are these really wild, interesting things that happen, they are more interesting.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things in life, I don't feel like you have to scrape the barrel or make something happen. Just wait. Like it's gonna happen.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Oftentimes. Another good story for you, everybody. A guy from New York named Chad Caruso is officially a Guinness World Record holder after skateboarding across the country this year.
Oh, wow, that's different.
He did this to raise awareness for mental health. He started at Venice Beach and ended in Virginia Beach.
He must have amazing calves.
Rock hard, right? It took him 57 days, 6 hours, and 56 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's not bad.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. Yeah, that's quick.
Yeah, that is an impressive story right there. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for raising awareness on mental health. We will take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, here to wrap up the show, take it right to the top of the hour, wrapping up for the week.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Friday.
We got some good stories of the day, some local things we're going to touch on in just a moment. But before all that, I actually wanted to preview a little bit of next Monday's show with the gang.
Okay.
You guys out there, we appreciate our longtime listeners. Next Monday, we're going to get into the top winter songs that don't have to do with the holidays.
Ooh, I like those. Those are good, yeah.
And kind of we're touching on it a little bit with the Christmas stuff where you were mentioning songs, the Christmas songs that aren't really about Christmas.
Winter Wonderland. Yeah, not a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Is it cool to take your shoes off at work? We will discuss on Monday.
Well, let me try it right now. Let's see what. No, I'm just
some of us have done this a handful of times around here.
And I always do.
I do it too from time to time. We'll get into that one. And which Christmas song aligns with your zodiac sign? One coming up for you, too.
Oh, okay.
Those are always interesting. Yeah, that'll be fun. But we wrap up the week with a couple of good stories. And this one right here, it doesn't maybe start out as one, but hear me out. Firefighters in Cleveland came to the rescue of a couple after an engagement photo disaster ended with a diamond ring in a sewer drain.
Oh, no!
Nick Mack and Corey Bardinsky were having their engagement photos taken at Emily Ruth Cultural Gardens at the University Circle when the mishap occurred. Rush pointed out that they had something on the back of his. He had something on the back in his pants. The bride to be. Mm-hmm. She said that to him. He looked to look at it, and the ring went flying.
Oh no!
He went to wipe it off, and as he did, the ring goes.
Yep.
They could actually like it was like a pin drop. They heard the ring hit the ground and everything.
Just like in a movie, it's like slow motion.
Bounce,
ping,
bounce,
ping.
Bounce. Yeah.
Personnel from Cleveland's Fire Station 30 were summoned to the scene to rescue the photo shoot. Ruth kept snapping pictures as the firefighters opened up the sewer to retrieve the precious item.
Perfect.
Yes, quote, good instincts on the photographer. Mm-hmm.
She did just a phenomenal job in staying calm, making sure she could get good photos of the firefighters and then a great photo of us too, Max said.
Great. Wow, what a memory. Oh my gosh.
The couple said they are planning to thank the firefighters with a gift and maybe even invite them to the wedding.
Hey, why not, man? More the merrier.
That's awesome.
Safest wedding ever.
No. That's pretty cool.
That's the best firefighter.
And I hope they go. I hope they go too. I hope that that's really good. That's cool. A big thank you to our firefighters out there everywhere. We appreciate you doing great work like that. That doesn't get talked about very often, but it's both a fun story and a chance for us to tip our firemen's caps to our firefighters.
They rescue kittens out of trees and rings out of sewers. I mean, you know.
There you go. There you go.
Some good work. Good work. We got to get into some local stuff, and I want to touch on a handful of local things going on. And, of course, our schedule here at the station. The big thing going on the rest of the today and all next week is our statewide Civic Media Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest.
Yes.
You can text in when the letters or the word, it's a word.
The word.
When the word.
Letters make up words.
The letters they do, and you should spell it right. I mean, how many different ways can you spell jingle?
Right. We found out yesterday.
But there'll be new words on the hours, the four times a day, and you get to text those in on our Civic Media app, and you can be entered to win these fabulous prizes.
Yeah, you could be one of the winners of a robot vacuum, a humidifier, espresso machine, snow blower, luggage set, all kinds of cool stuff.
Eight or lucky cash. Winners.
Yeah, because every hour we're giving away, every top of 7, 11 a.m. hours, and 1 and 4 o'clock hours, we're giving away cash or an overnight getaway stay at Chula Vista Resorts in the beautiful Dells.
And then there'll be 8 grand prize winners.
8. Count them.
It's
pretty cool. You've got 3 more chances to play and win today. And, of course, next week, we're going to do it all next week. Be listening for this.
Keep listening.
Download that Civic Media app.
It's free.
We're waiting. Go ahead and download the app. Download the app, everybody. Thank
it's
you so
the
much.
Only way you can qualify.
It is.
The
it
only
is.
Way you can qualify. Mm-hmm.
Thank you to everybody who's already downloaded the app.
Yes.
We have an abbreviated Midday Magazine for you today. We just have one episode for you, but it's a good one. Thanks to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up. We're going to talk with Christy and Rich about Rudolph's Country Christmas.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's
coming
such
up
a fun
tomorrow.
Time.
Yes,
oh,
it
my
is.
Goodness. I'm sad to miss it. It's my family Christmas tomorrow. Otherwise, I'd be going. Because they have so many great vendors. There's food. They have a fire in the middle of the area where the vendors set up, so you can warm up. There's hot chocolate with some.
You can tell she did remote last year.
Adult shots added if you pay more. Yeah. I mean, it's a good time. It's a good time.
It is very cool.
And it's the you can mail your letters from there.
The very special stamp. Yep.
For Christmas.
Be sure to get that letter in and have some fun with it. And our great friends at Rudolph. A big shout out to all of our surrounding areas and, of course, our Wisconsin Rapids roots here and everything. Mm-hmm. Nobody does Christmas like Rudolph.
Nobody does.
Well, it makes sense, right?
The name and everything. It really does. Head on over there, support local, everybody. Mm-hmm. Enjoy Rudolph Country Christmas and be listening today at 4 o'clock for that great interview with Christy and Rich.
Mm-hmm.
More great stuff on your dial for tonight. It is a puck night, everybody, right here at WFHR this puck afternoon. 4:30, our pregame kicks off as the Badgers take on the Wolverines. Wisconsin versus Michigan in Big Ten action. Hockey action right here at 4:30. And then over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, today and tomorrow at 7 o'clock, the puck will drop for River Kings hockey.
Mm-hmm. We do, of course, encourage you to get a ticket, go over there and watch in person because there's nothing like live hockey. But if you can't make it, tune in. Mike Comer has the call and enjoy some great hockey action.
Yeah.
He does a great job.
Follow your boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river at riverkingshockey.com. And, of course, every home game over at 105.5 WIRI, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, River Kings Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, got some great stuff lined up for you. The Sunshine Polka Show, of course, going on. We got, Terry Talks Nutrition at 8 o'clock, brought to us by our great friends at Family Natural Foods. Hopefully over the back fence tomorrow.
Over the back fence tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to take phone calls and be able to hear you. So we'll work on that today. But anyway, from 11 to 12 tomorrow, yes, we will have Over the Back Fence leading up into the Badger game at 12:30.
Working on a Christmas Director's Cut episode, but for now, maybe we'll play from last year's. We have got a new Seth Face in the Music, we're hoping.
Yes, we do have a new one. It is all, it's smooth.
Nice.
Smooth.
Nice.
Songs about smooth, yeah.
Check out Seth Face in the Music from 6 to 8, and from 8 to 9, Unlabeled Christmas Edition.
Yes, first side of the tape. Just the first
side
one.
A. Get
two.
Side A.
Check that out, everybody, and thank you so
He'll
much for supporting me.
Flip the cassette next week.
That's right.
And be sure to join us next week as we have our call-in talk show with the Santa's Elves Tuesday and Thursday.
Community Stories is going to be live on Tuesday and Thursdays. It will be the first time that I am hosting my own live show that's not a live remote.
That's right.
It should be lots of fun. We want the kiddos to call in. Shush, Seth. We want the kiddos to call in to have your Christmas wish list ready to share with Santa via his elf.
Santa's busy.
He's the elf is going to come in special on the. I think maybe there'll be a reindeer and sleigh. I'm not sure.
I made sure that the roof was all ready to go.
Perfect. The landing strips. You put the lights out and everything. Yep. Okay. Good. Good. Seth's going to be up there directing traffic.
No, shout out to Chuck for the really long extension cord. I wouldn't have found that otherwise.
And those extra Christmas lights, you know?
Yeah, right. Them.
We're so excited about this. Join us next Tuesday and Thursday for Community Stories going live with Melissa Kay and one of Santa's elves.
Five to six.
It's going to be a blast. We're looking forward to it. Really looking forward to this one going on today. There's a flag folding and honors rendering training happening at our Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at VFW Post 2534, 2711 Redden Road. From 11 to 1, this will be happening today. Training session is free to participate. Good training to have for all honor guard teams, and I think for every human
every
American, it's a cool thing to learn.
It's a good thing to know.
And an opportunity for you to head on over to the VFW. Maybe you don't get a chance to go there very often. It's a chance to check that out, because they have a lot of future events and blood drives and different things they do over there. Be familiar with it.
Yeah, our VFW does so much for our community.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate them all over there, and be sure to get over there for this training going on 11 to 1, flag folding and honors rendering training going on today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get your tickets for Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
There's still some left for tonight tomorrow.
Still a few.
2 o'clock show tomorrow, 7 o'clock show tonight.
Get those tickets, everybody, and enjoy. We appreciate you. Be good to each other out there, everyone, and a great week today. And I am so proud of this team. Today could have thrown a lot of people off. Not us. We roll with it. Melissa drives into work. Thank you. Appreciate you and appreciate
all good.
The best listeners in radio. You guys have yourselves a very fun, safe, wonderful
weekend.
Stay warm.
Yeah.
Meet you back here on Monday.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.